Thank you for calling customer service. This is Dominique. How can I assist you?
Yes, I know. I want to know why I'm being charged on my card again.
Okay, may I have your zip code?
29710.
That is 29310, correct?
29710.
Okay, give me 1 second. And your first and last name?
Linda Tally.
Okay, 1 second. Okay, can you spell your first and last name for me?
LINDA, capital T, A, L, L, E, Y. Linda Tally.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, so yes, ma'am, I did just search you by your zip code, phone number, and first and last name, and I don't see anything coming up on my end. Do you mind verifying the first 6 digits of that card number that was charged?
4482-3301-1519-5364. This is the second time you've charged me.
Okay, and that is Linda Tally Sparks, correct?
Yes.
Okay, do you mind verifying that shipping address for me?
2241 Meadow Road, Boulder, South Carolina, 29710.
Okay, thank you so much. Give me 1 second, okay? Okay, so 1 second. Okay, so do you recall going in on September 30th and placing an order to win the kitchen set?
Sorry, what?
The kitchen set.
What kitchen set? It's supposed to be in a mixer.
Well, yes, ma'am. That's... Go ahead.
Well, you already charged me for it. So why are you charging me again?
Well, it did enroll you into a membership. It does state in the terms and conditions that customers will receive an email with the link for the survey, and in exchange for completing that survey, they'll offer a chance to purchase an entry ticket to win various prizes, which was the mixer that you chosen. The customer can be charged anywhere from $2.07.95. And in the terms and conditions, it also tells them that they will be enrolled into a monthly subscription plan, meal plan.
No, I got no letter saying that.
Well, yes, ma'am. That's what it enrolled you into. But however, I can get you canceled out, okay?
Yeah, and refund my money.
Okay.
But I have the impression I was getting a mixer through Walmart.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I'm unable to, I'll have to send you over to a supervisor for the charge from October, but I can try to assist you with the November charge, okay?
Yeah, because, no, mixer's not coming, so.
Okay, give me 1 second.
The advertisement is false leading.
Okay, so ma'am, what I can do is I can offer a 35% refund on that most recent charge.
No, all of it.
Okay, so give me 1 second. Let me see what I can do for you, okay? Okay, so yes, ma'am. The most I can do is that 50% refund on that most recent charge by this being a valid charge.
So what was that supposed to be for?
I'm sorry?
The way the ad said that I signed up on, said that it was supposed to be a mixer for $1. That Walmart was ordered to pay to sell so many mixers for $1.
Well, yes, ma'am. I'm unsure why it said just $1, but it did. It was for the shipping, which was $7.95, which you paid. But that and that was if you had won. But it did enter you into a drawing to win that mixer.
Well, that wasn't the way it made it say.
Yes, ma'am. But on that last charge, that most recent charge, I can give you a 50% refund back on that charge. And as far as the October charge, I'll have to send you over to a supervisor for that charge because I'm only able to handle the most recent charge.
All right. But I say you need to do the whole thing.
Yes, ma'am. The most
I can. And I never got an email.
Yes, ma'am. I'm
seeing
only. Go ahead.
Seeing that I enrolled in a stupid drawing.
Well, yes, ma'am. The most I can refund is 50%.
All right, refund it immediately.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second, okay? Okay, so I did go ahead and get that 50% refunded back to you. And it will show in your bank account within 3 to 5 business days. Give me 1 second. 1 second, okay? Customer, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. 1 second, okay? I am getting all this canceled out and notated for you, okay? Okay, so I do have you canceled out and refunded. I'm going to send you over to a supervisor for that October charge, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.